horizontal dancing. Experimental horizontal and pop music conjured up, compiled, overlapped, database, fondled, mutilated, spindled. In the shape of a collage for your ears. Oh, I got to. I gotta. Give it up. Got to. I gotta give it all up. Do I have something to say about that? I know this is Kill Radio. Whoa, baby. Welcome to the chill room.
Thank you. John Baker, isn't it?
Yes.
I heard you write in. We don't have many visitors, but we were expecting you.
Did your father get my telegram?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Won't you please come in?
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Hobbs.
It's a long ride out from town, but I imagine you take distances out here more casually than we do in the East.
I've never become accustomed to it.
When you closed that front door, I had the odd feeling we left Texas outside. Almost as though I were home again.
Won't you sit down, please?
Thank you.
Yeah, are you from Boston, Mr. Baylor?
Cambridge, just across the river. And please call me John.
Sorry. You know, ever since your telegram arrived, I've had the feeling of waiting for an old friend. Perhaps, John, that's because I was born in the East, too.
Oh? Boston?
No, in Dedham, not too far away. I can still remember the big elm trees in front of our house. There are no elms here.
Well, someday you must pay us a visit.
That would be nice. It gets terribly lonely here.
I'll show you all the elms in Cambridge.
I'd love that. But I don't suppose I ever will. You see, my mother is buried here, and, well, I doubt if my father will ever leave.
Well, perhaps I can persuade him, at least for a short visit, you and your sister.
My sister?
Yes, Melanie.
Father's waiting. I shouldn't have kept you. He hasn't been well. He had his bed brought down to the study. I'll be in the kitchen making some fresh coffee. Perhaps before you go, you'll have some with me, John?
I'd like that, Sarah.
Come in.
Morning, sir. I'm John Baylor.
You don't look a bit like your father. Amos Baylor was the shortest man in the class, and we went to Boston Latin.
He's grown some since then, mostly around the middle. He still speaks very fondly of you, sir.
We've gone separate ways since those school years, and have other problems. You didn't mind coming?
No. Father would have come himself, but he's getting a little too old for traveling.
I understand that.
Sarah told me you'd been ill.
I'm dying. I didn't write that in my letter to your father.
As your doctor?
I don't need a doctor to tell me what I know.
Perhaps a specialist. I can wire my father.
No. Sit down. Aren't you in the family? Make it legal and binding. I'll sign it tomorrow.
What about your other daughter, Melanie?
I want you to sell this place, convert my other holdings, invest in securities that will provide for Sarah as long as she lives.
You have other property?
See Paul Overman at the bank and tell him he has a list.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired now. Please go.
Sorry, you must be.
Melon.
I'm John Bell.
Yes, I know. You're different from what I imagined. Younger. And much taller. I like talking. Where's Sarah? Sarah. Strange, she asked me to stay for coffee.
That's like Sarah.
May I offer you sherry?
No, thank you. I've got some business to attend to for your father.
Can't it wait? It's nice to have visitors. It gets terribly lonely here.
That's what Sarah said.
As I said, you're catching me totally fresh. And I was afraid of getting caught.
Sometimes I never want to see you again.
I don't. It's a chance to hug and weep.
I look at your face every day.
I don't.
But I never saw it till I went away.
You know, this is hard. I was dealing with terrorism a lot. People of New Jersey were among the first to understand how the world changed. September 11th, places like New Brooks, New Jersey City. You could look across the Hudson River.
England and Bush loses. must have been a secret. It must have been a Secret Service plot to keep me out of the country the night he lost. This is to protect Bush, you know, his eardrums from shattering when I shrieked with laughter. He's dead, it's dead, the Republican beast is dead. 12 years of that rampaging Republican elephant beast finally brought to its knees. Yes, you're dead, you're dead, dead, dead. We hate you, now do you know it, now do you feel it? Feel the pain, okay, feel it, call off your dogs. Call your little Vietnamese pot-bellied Rush Limbaugh back to your phone, you demon. Bring Pat Buchanan back. Call him back, you're lost. Finally. That Republican beast elephant brought to its knees. Because I feel like me and my friends and all the artists in the country were like little pygmy tribes shooting darts at that elephant for 12 years, and finally. Do our little pygmy dance.
Thank you.
was being alone here and looking out at the caw-caw night and the November. I think of what a ragtag life. I think about thinking. And I know I've got to give it up. I think too much and take everything too seriously. I've got to give it up. Maybe that means this, too. Maybe. I lean too far one way. Between the teeth. This is the Chill Room on Kill Radio.